What did you eat?
Well, anything you want to eat, even though the Biavians are vegetarians.
Oh, this is what they're called, Biavians?
Biavians.
Okay. Uh-huh.
They are vegetarians, nonetheless.
What do they look
like? If you want a steak, they'll make you a steak.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you want. They make it from vegetable material. But you can't tell the difference.
Okay.
I know I couldn't.
Like a soy burger or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah, but it's better than the stuff we got. You know?
Why are they called Biavians?
Well, they are from a planet called Biave. It is located in what we call the Taurus constellation.
Ah, all right.
Located roughly 450 light years from our solar system. Now, they, at this time, can cross that distance in about 4.5 years as we measure time, which means that they have overcome the speed of light 100-fold. They can travel 100 times the speed of light.
But it's not instant, then. They can't fold from one point to the next, I guess.
Well, no, not 450 light years.
No. All right.
But the mothership, being static in our own solar system, I can take you there and bring you back before lunch.
Well, that's, you know. That's pretty darn fast, right?
Yeah, that's easy, because once you get out of the stratosphere, then you can gear up the hydrogen-fed fusion core and jump to particles that are faster than light.
What does tan look like?
The typical Biavian male is about 4 feet in height. The cranial structure is larger in proportion with the body. The eyes are somewhat large and oval shape. No ear flaps, but the little holes where the ears are.
Mm-hmm.
The nose is somewhat flat to the profile. The lips are thin and slitted. The teeth like baby teeth. The upper torso is strong, the arms somewhat elongated, the fingertips stretching almost down to the knees.
Four fingers.
Biavians have four fingers. That is the thumb and the next three fingers.
Okay.
The forefinger being a little more prominent than the rest. The hip structure is strong. The legs are kind of spindly. The feet are flat. And they walk with a kind of wobbling gait. Now, Biavians range in, say, skin complexion from olive black to chalk white and all of the colors in between. That is, you know, the reds, the yellows, the browns.
They're like us.
Yeah, right. Right. And there are literally tens of thousands of them aboard this great mothership.
Do they seem to get along? Did you ever see or witness, Riley, them fighting with each other or arguing? Nothing.
Never. They congregate on a plane, since they cannot articulate, that is talk, like we talk. It is all telepathy, telepathic communications, and they congregate and do so, and it seems to me as if when they meet and touch one another and stand face to face is almost a spiritual thing. Or something of this nature.
Did they ever talk, Riley, about their planet and what's going on there?
Yes. My book, The Coming of Ten, describes their planet, its geography and topography, its size, gravitational pull, even about its society's methods and things of this nature. And I would like for the listeners to bear this in mind. And to, of course, visit my website and get this book if you want to know something about who they are, where they're from, why they're here, how long they've been here, what they've done, what they've envisioned for the future, etc., etc.